The first drop of fuel leaked from a needle-sized hole in the tank no bigger than a gnat, the essential blood of the beast. I sat in the middle of the desert on a trek far off from anywhere, having made it on dirt road and traveled across treacherous terrain. A rock misjudged and misplaced alignment of my steering. My gas tank grazed, just nicked, barely kissed by that sultry granite nugget. There, by and by, the needle on the gas gauge began to quickly drop into the red, and I realized my fuel was running out. What was I to do? In the solitude of the 110-degree desert heat, one man and a pack of gum. A stick of gum, one by one and then another, until five pieces had been chewed into a mass. I spread it thick enough to cover the hole, mixed with dirt and fuel. In those days, there were no cell phones, no call boxes or satellite communication. All that a man was left to was his wits and what he could carry. This was the lifeline. My life was hanging in the balance by a thread of gum. The gum held for a few miles, and then the needle dropped again. More gum, and then some more, over and over until the pack was gone. With no more gum and no more gas, all I had left was one bottle of water and a setting sun. It was a 20-mile walk to the nearest town. The distance seemed just a few short paces in the scheme of things. In the end, my life was saved by a pack of chewing gum.